Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC, second fight on the main card. Paddy Pimblett against Tony Ferguson. Honestly, if I could go back a few years to when Paddy was fighting on Cage Warriors in Liverpool, and I could hear myself say that, I wouldn't have believed it. I just never kind of thought these two guys would cross paths with Tony Ferguson. I mean, 1984 he was born, 1995 for Paddy Pimblett. They're different generations. This is a really unusual fight. One of the reasons why I wanted to do a short war room on it is because it's an interesting and strange fight. There's a lot to lose for both of these guys, but also, you know, not much to gain for Paddy Pimblett here. So quick tale of the tape before we get started. So Tony Ferguson, he's 26 and 9 if you look on UFC stats due to the Ultimate Fighter. 20 wins and 3 losses for Paddy Pimblett. So a lot of fights for Paddy, even though, of course, he's a lot younger. He's been fighting, you know, especially in the UFC level, a lot less. Shorter average fight time for Paddy. He's a very fast worker. He's very good at attacking people ferociously. He can be quite reckless at times and quite chaotic, but I do feel like that is something that's kind of working its way out of his game. He's just always had success by attacking people very quickly. So, you know, you've got to expect him to have a lot of confidence in that type of game plan. 1-inch height advantage for Tony and a 3-inch reach advantage for Tony. Okay, let me quick do a career breakdown just for the record. So Tony Ferguson, 25 wins, 12 by knockout, 8 by submission. Paddy Pimblett, 20 wins, 6 by knockout, 9 by submission. Now, of course, Paddy Pimblett is in a good spot. He's on a 6-fight win streak. He's on the way up, undefeated since he's arrived in the UFC. Tony Ferguson is on a 6-fight losing streak. The last time he won a fight was Cowboy Cerrone back in 2019. He's had an amazing career if you look at some of the people that he's beaten, some of the performances that he's had. But he's also had a lot of bad luck in his career for, you know, no fault of his own, but also sometimes fault of his own because of the way that he trains. I would imagine that a lot of the time the injuries that he's been struggling with are because of his training practices. He can be quite I don't know. He's got some unorthodox training methods, let's put it that way, and I don't think it's played into a longevity in his career in a positive way. He's really started to kind of struggle in the last few years. And of course, I mean, you look at the murderer's row that he's fought: Gaethje, Oliveira, Dariush, Chandler, Diaz, and then Bobby Green. Like, most people would struggle and pick up 6 losses on that run. But at the same time, you can just tell by looking at him that he's not the same Tony Ferguson that we saw, you know, taking out Kevin Lee and Lando Venata, beautiful finish. He's a much older, slower version of himself, which is why there's not much to gain here for Paddy Pimblett. Because of course, yes, he's beaten Tony Ferguson, but to reference for the old school among you, this is Rich Franklin beating Ken Shamrock. Like, it didn't. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't. Like, people are always going to go, yeah, but it's, you know. It wasn't the Ken Shamrock that was back in the early days UFC. This is not the Tony Ferguson that was ready to step into a title fight against Khabib. And this is where it's dangerous for Paddy, because there are still lots of skills in Tony Ferguson's arsenal that can be dangerous. He still knows how to crack somebody with an elbow, and he's still got the willingness to be chaotic, and that is a danger to everybody. Of course, he's got a tricky and challenging ground game, but so is Paddy Pimblett. And because of a couple of the fights that Tony's had of late, you know, when he's been dominated on the ground, I think a lot of fighters will look at him now and go, okay, he's as long as he's not running the show, his ground game's not what we thought it was. And that's no disrespect to Tony. You know, he's always been a fun fighter to watch. But the thing he's always lacked are the fundamentals, the basics. And that goes through his striking game into his grappling game as well. And this is where, this is where Paddy can really capitalize, because if he sticks to his basics when it comes to boxing and when it comes to grappling, he can most likely, especially coupled with the fact that he's younger and stronger and, you know, has other things going for him as well, I feel like he's going to be able to beat Tony Ferguson in each range. The striking range, of course, is going to be a bit more chaotic, but I do feel like Paddy's growing in that range as well. Now, if he beats Tony Ferguson, then he's got Tony Ferguson's name on his record, but it's not the Tony Ferguson that was worth beating. If he loses to Tony Ferguson, it doesn't really do a great deal for Tony, but I mean, of course, it gets him one win back, but it just prolongs the situation that he's in, where he's going to be used to build up the next person. But it would really slow Paddy down. So that's why it's a risky fight for him. But at the same time, I feel especially at this stage, it's a fight that Paddy should win, really, right? He is faster. He is younger. I do feel like there have been big improvements in his striking. And I feel like now he's hit the UFC stage and he's doing well. He knows the expectations are on his shoulders. And I think that's translated into his presence in the gym, you know, speaking to his coaches, to his S&C coach. And like he is putting the work in. You can see from photos that he's kept his discipline with his diet, and he's not blown all the way up to the weight that he would, which is positive, because you know that he's either taking control of his diet, so he's not eating a bunch of junk, which I don't think is the case, or he's training a lot, which is offsetting the additional calories that he's taking in, which I think is more likely. So in the benefit there is that he is putting more time in the gym, on the mats, in the weights room, building himself into his frame as a lightweight. Let's have a quick look at UFC stats. And again, the stats are going to be kind of skewed based on the amount of fights that Tony Ferguson's had in the UFC and the level that he's been fighting at. But stats still are very good. He has a higher striking output than Paddy Pimblett, but he also has a longer average fight time. He absorbs more strikes per minute, which is going to be the case here if they stay in a striking range. I feel like Paddy's going to throw volume. He can get a bit chaotic and a bit wild, and that's where Tony can probably capitalize, because he's got to... The moments where Tony wins this fight is where he does run Paddy onto an elbow or does something chaotic that ends him up on a neck, chasing a guillotine or chasing a Dars choke or an anaconda. They're the moments where Tony can really kind of show us the version that we remember back in the day. He's just not quite as quick as he used to be, which means his reactions aren't quite the same. And this is where Paddy putting his foot on the gas early might be a real benefit to him, because he might be able to A, catch Tony a bit cold, or B, get him to work really hard through the first round when he's already kind of driven himself into the ground in his training camp. Like Paddy said it himself, the one thing that Tony didn't need was, well, the two things, is heart or conditioning. Like he has both of those things. Like I don't expect his conditioning to be in question at all. But what I am concerned about is that he's done so much with David Goggins this training camp that he might just have nothing left to give when fight night comes around. He would have been much better spending that time working on his boxing fundamentals, working on his footwork. There are things, his age doesn't matter. Like Bernard Hopkins fought well into his 40s. Glover Teixeira won a championship in his 40s. The reason why Glover Teixeira won in his 40s and the reason why Bernard Hopkins was still successful, you know, was in nearly 50, I think, when he retired, 48. The reason why is because they have good fundamentals. I say this often to young fighters, like Glover Teixeira, you want Glover Teixeira's game. Even if you love spinning head kicks and Imanari rolls, it doesn't matter. If you don't have the Glover Teixeira foundation to fall back on, at some point it's going to bite you in the ass. And that's kind of what I feel like we're seeing from Tony Ferguson now. Now his reactions are starting to slip, and now his ability to, you know, to cover distance fast or to maintain a fast pace before he has to take a second and kind of shake himself out and recover. I mean, you've seen the difference between his knee slide in the at the beginning of the fight when he's being announced to the one we saw recently. He looked like an old guy picking up a penny. You know, it's he's not. I don't think he's invested his time in the right directions, and I think that might be telling in the fight. And if Paddy fights the right way, then he's gonna exacerbate that situation. I think it's a good opportunity for Paddy here, but I also think that it's a risky one. because he is fighting someone that is in such a weakened spot of his career. I'm a big fan of Tony. I have been for a long time. I can be critical of him, but, you know, that is kind of my job, to kind of critique people. And if they're good at something, Tony's incredibly tough. He's incredibly durable. He's very, very exciting, and he's able to throw submissions at people and catch them with things that other people would just never be able to do. I mean, you know, his knockout of Kakuno, a little slip back counter, Barbosa with, you know, you can't understate the effect that Tony Ferguson has had in MMA. Is he the best mixed martial artist that we've ever seen? Absolutely not. Are there flaws in his game that we're starting to see now? He's getting a bit slower. Yes, absolutely. But I hope that whatever happens in this fight and whatever happens going forward, Tony Ferguson is all right. And I hope he finds something else that he can get his teeth into, because I think the MMA career is starting to pass him by. And it can be rough to watch at times. All right. Have a look at the stats yourself. You know the vibe in this fight. Tony's been around for ages. I don't need to reel off all these stats to you. They're so different in their UFC careers that the stats don't really apply too much to this fight, I think. This is more about where Tony is at right now compared to what he's accumulated over the years, which is impressive, but I think it might be behind him. And I think this might be another good opportunity for Paddy Pimblett to really show his improvements and his maturity in mixed martial arts. All right, enjoy these fights. I'll see you next time.